Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
As you all know, this yeshiva is called Torah Chaim. I don't know whether everybody is aware why the name of the yeshiva is Torah Chaim. So the yeshiva was established in the memory, in Le'ilui Nishmosoi, of one of the giants of the previous generation, Reb Chaim Kleisviert, was the Rav in Antwerp. And I had a close relationship with Hagaon Reb Chaim, because for many years I spent one weekend out of the year, a weekend of Rebbetzin Stein in Antwerp, and this went on for about 12 or 13 years. I used to arrive in town Wednesday night, Thursday morning, till Sunday night, and I gave about 25 shiurim. I don't remember exactly. I never counted. I don't count shiurim because ein habrucha mitzuyeh rabbi dover asomim in Hawaiian. But the highlight of my annual visit in Antwerp was always spending some time with Reb Chaim Kleisviert. First of all, he was the most engaging person I ever met, so interesting and fascinating with a sense of humor. But he was one of the great gedolim of the generation. He was a buki b'shas, ba'oifin mavhil. You know, he remembered everything bal peh. And, but was so special about Reb Chaim Kleisviert, with his gadlus in Torah, and as a bocher in pre-Holocaust Europe, he was known as one of the great Iluyim of the time, but he actually dedicated his life to Chesed. And he was one of the biggest Gaboi Tzedukah in the world. And his thing was especially marrying off Yesoimim and Yesoimis. So I remember once visiting him in Antwerp, and I brought him a sefer Minchas Osho, one of my sforim, and he asked me whether I would like to see his sefer. And I was surprised, and I said I wasn't aware that the Rav ever published a sefer. I would very much like to see the Rav sefer if I could get one. And he went into the other room and brought out some big folders and names of Yesoimim and Yesoimis. I told him, I don't want this one. This one I leave to you. I thought you mean something else. So he said, this is my sefer. Zeh sefer Toldos Odom. So he was an inspiration for the entire generation. And our beloved Rosh Hashiva Zecher Tzadik Levrocha, his son, who for many years was together with us, maybe some of them, the Leiten Yeshiva, remember the Rosh Hashiva. The boys probably don't. But for many years, he was, when I came to give the shiur in the morning, he was sitting right here on my right, and it was such a special experience. Shianuchu b'sholem al mishkavam. And these great gedolim should be melitzi yosha for all the talmidim of our yeshiva. So the shiur today is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmosoi Shel Hagaon Reb Chaim Ben Reb Avrom Yosef, and should be a melech yosha for Klal Yisrael. So this week's parsha, we start Chumash Shemois. The Ramban, in his introduction to Chumash Shemois, writes that Sefer Bereishis is Sefer Shel Avos, and Chumash Shemois is Sefer HaGolus VaHaGeulo. And I think one could say, if Chumash Bereishis is Sefer HaAvos, then Chumash Shemois is the Sefer of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the hero of Chumash
Kol Shemois
from beginning to end. He was the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts upon him the responsibility to be the Manig Yisrael and bring them out of Golas Mitzrayim, to be with them 40 years in the desert, and to bring them ad Sha'arei Eretz Yisrael. So we will soon speak about what do we know about Moshe Rabbeinu before the revelation at the Sneh. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby. When Bas Pare finds him in the reeds next to the river or the sea, and she fetches that little baby, and he doesn't want to nurse. And nobody knows why is this baby not nursing, and probably one of the Bas Pare had an advisor to Haredi affairs. every politician today has an advisor to Haredi affairs, and she was told maybe this is a Jewish child, and a Jewish child doesn't want to have the milk of a non-Jewish woman. And Rashi writes, and the source is source number 3 in our sheet. And that is why the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu was the only one to nurse him. So today we will be discussing the topic of Macholas Asuris Metamtamim Liboy Shel Adam. Tona de Bere Bishmoel, Yomid Af Lamites, Avele Metamtem Islam Shel Adam Shanem, Avaloitetam Ubem, Venet Mesem Bom, Altikle Venet Mesem Ele Venetamtem. It's not only a spiritual impurity, but also Timtum Liboy Shel Adam. It affects your heart. It affects your neshama. And Rashi says, "Mitamtemes leveshalodam, oitemes v'sotemes makol chokhmo." You cannot achieve wisdom. You cannot achieve chokhmas atoira if you are nichshol b'macholos asurois. And then the Gemara Soita brings our posik and the interpretation. An amazing toisis in Avodah Zorah Daf Yud and the Bir Agro in Siman Pei Aleph. In Shulchan Aruch quotes this Tosfos. But I will turn a page and go over to the very last source on our sheet. And then we'll come back to the beginning. The Ramon Siman Pei Aleph in Yoredei writes, Cholev Nochlis, Kecholev Yisraelis. There is no prohibition. A woman's milk is mutter for consumption for a baby. And it doesn't matter whether that woman is Jewish or she's not Jewish. Mitzad Alocha. Mekol makom, lo yaniku tinok mena nochris, im efshar bi Yisraelis. If there's no menekes ivrio, then you definitely could have a goyish woman nurse a baby. But if possible, she should be a Jewish woman. The cholav avedes kechov mitam temeselev amoyled b'yteva ra. And that is a ran b'shem ha-rashbo. And that is based on this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was a little baby, did not nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Amrinen b'medrash, and that's a Tosfos in Avodah Zorah. Cholav metami v'cholav metahir. Kishenoyled Rebbe gozru shloi lomel, ove v'imay malu, sholach kesev v'viu l'Rebbe v'imay lefonov. So there was a decree when Rabbeinu HaKodesh was born that Jews are not allowed to circumcise their children. It was against the law. Like by the Bolsheviks and by anti-Semites throughout history. And goes without saying, when Rebbe was born, he was circumcised. They did Mila. And some agent notified the authorities that there's a Jewish family in our shchuna, and they circumcised a child. And they were required to appear before the court, before the Kesar. Rebbe's mother had a friend, and she had a little baby the same time. She was not Jewish. And that little baby's name, V'yekore Shemoi Lo B'Yisrael, Antoninos, and that was that little baby's name. So Rebbe's mother asked her friend, the mother of Antoninos, could we swap babies? Could we switch babies just for an hour or two? And Rebbe's mother brings that little Antoninos before the police. And she says, what is this about? And they say, we were notified that you circumcised your child. And she said, here's the child. Check him. They checked him. He wasn't circumcised. So that guy was hanged for lying. And Rabbi lived happily ever after. So when Antoninos, the little baby, was in the possession of Rabbi's mother, she nursed him. And that Cholav Tohoyo had Hashpor, had an influence on Antoninos Nefesh, and that is why he was a Oyev Yisrael, and ultimately he was a Ger, according to the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So Cholav Metamei, Cholav Metayer. Cholav Tomei could have a negative effect, and Cholav Sof Kedusha could have a positive effect on the Nefesh of a child. And that's a Medrash quoted in Tosfos and Avodah Zorah Daf Yud. So there are two different interpretations on the concept of Avera mitamtemes libo shalodam. And I am phrasing this chakira in a very sensible way. What is the siban? What is the mesuvav? What is the cause and which is the effect of the cause? Does the Torah ask them acholas asuris because they're intrinsically bad and they have a bad influence on a person's heart? Or is it the other way around? After the Torah asked Macholas Asuris, because it's an Issa, that is why it has a negative effect on Libo Shalodom. Is Timtum Alev the reason for the Issa, or is Daveda the reason for Timtum Alev? Which way does it go? Which is the cause and which is the effect? That's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Maharal. Anshei Kodesh Tihun Li, and that is in Parsha Shemini. Tam HaKosef HaZeh. Ki Ad Heinu Hizkel HaMishpotim. Vehizeh Bedvorem HaMechuorim. Va'ato, kishebo la'atchil be'isur ha'machal, machalot asurot, va'amar ve'anshei Kodesh Tihun Li, shera'uiu, shi'yoychel odem kol ma shi'yechye boi. L'choyrim, one would say, person is entitled to eat whatever he wants to eat. Anything that will give him calories and nourishment. Ve'ein asurim b'mocholim rak taras ha'nefesh. She'toichel devorim nekiyim, she'loi yavo el yodoi oivi ve'gasas ha'nefesh. V'yal ken omer, an she'kodish tiyun li, k'loi mer, ani chofet she'tiyu an she'kodish b'avu she'tiyu re'iyim li, l'dav kubi, she'ani kodish, l'fichach, lo tegalu nafshaseichem b'achilas devorim ha'metuorim. Then a man explains. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, because I want you to be a holy people and a holy nation, that is why you cannot eat minim tameim. Because these minim tameim, these animals, these fish, these birds that are impure, they are mekalkeles nefesh and metamtem es alev. So the reason the Torah answers is because these types of food are intrinsically bad for your neshama and bad for your heart. And then Ramban goes over this again and again in Sekodesh, which is known to be the Ramban. So according to the Ramban, the cause is intrinsic. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the creator. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the physical nature and the spiritual nature. Some foods are bad for your health and for your physical health. Other foods are bad for your spiritual health. And it's the same bria. So some things will cause death or illness, and it is the same bebrius and nefesh. So according to the Ramban, because some types of foods are bad for your neshama, that is why the Torah answered. The Maharal strongly disagrees in Teferes Yisrael Perekres. And the Maharal argues the Torah is not a Sefer Refuos and is neither a Sefer Sgulos. What is also is also, and we don't know why. And that is why Chazal say, let's go back to the very first source on our sheet. Chazal don't say machalot asurot metamtemim libo shel adam, but rather avera metamtemes libo shel adam. Because the Torah answered, violating mitzvahs of Torah, that is what's going to ruin your neshama, and that is what's going to damage your heart. The avera, not adhering to the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the cause is the Aveira, and the effect is Timtum Alev, not the other way around. And that is the understanding of the Maharal. So the Maharal starts this paragraph with the drosh of Venetamtam Bam, Tone Rabbi Shmuel. Al tikle Venetamtam Venetmeisem el Venetamtam. Loi omru rak Aveira mitamtem libo shel adam. הטמטום הזה מצד עבר, כי מפני שעובר המצווה, אשר ראוי לעוד מצד השנה, שהי נפש אלוקיס, כמו שאמרנו, ולכן הוא עבר מטמטם, אבל אין זה מצד הטבע. So the Maral disagrees with the Ramban. And I think the Ramban l'shitosoi in Torah Sa'odom Shar HaGmul. So the Ramban Shar HaGmul deals with a fundamental question. Misha over Aveda b'shoigeg needs to bring a Korah Mechatas. Does anybody know which Aveiras require a Korah Mechatas? All of them? All of them? Which Aveira requires a Korban Chatas? If you spoke Lashon Hara B'Shoigeg, do you need to bring a Chatas? Only Koras. Aveira Shesh B'Koras B'Shoigeg needs to bring a Chatas. Then Aban asks, if a person did an Aveira B'Shoigeg, he had no bad intentions, is he a Rosha? He did not mean bad. Does he need a kapara? Does he need to do tshuva? And the Ramban responds in two different drachim. One, that is not on our sheet, because it's not the relevant one, but I'm sharing it anyway. One is, yes, even a shoigig needs a kapara. If you would be a real Yerei Shemayim, and you would be Mekayim, what Chazal teaches us in Masechet Oves, Havei Boreach Minu Aveira, and you would distance yourself from an Aveira 1,000 miles, you wouldn't be Nichshal even B'Shoigeg. And usually, there is a certain level of negligence, even in a Shoigeg. Chazal say, and that's a moshel. Schoir, schoir, amrin le nazira, le karmelo tikrav. If you're a nazir, don't even go close to a vineyard. Stay away. Don't put yourself into any nesoyin. So the Ramban says, even a shoigeg, in a certain level, avon biyado, avira biyado, you shouldn't have been in a situation in which you're over Aveira B'Shoigeg. And if you would really be a real Yerei Shemayim, it's very likely that you wouldn't do this. So even a Shoigeg needs a certain level of Kapora. And that is why there is no Anshiguf. He's never Chayiv Misa, he's never Chayiv Malkus, but he does need to bring a Korban. And I think the Rambam agrees with the Ramban in this status. Why? Because the very first halacha in Hilchos Teshuva the Rambam writes, Kol mitzvah shebetoyro, im over odom al achas mehein, beim bishoigig, beim bemezed, kishe yoshev metshuva, tzorech lezvadois. So the Rambam clearly says, a shoigig also needs to do tshuva. If he has no aveira, and what does he need to do tshuva? So the Rambam agrees with the Ramban, even a shoigig, it's not the level of severity like a maizid, but he still needs a kapora. Because you do bear responsibility. If you would be careful enough, you wouldn't be nichshal b'shoigeg. But then the Ramban is another approach. So let's learn this Ramban. It's a very short paragraph. Va'oid. Shekol dovra osa melachlech et ha-nefesh u'metam o'iso. Dechsiv v'netmei sembom. En chazal tsev v'netamtem. U'lefichoch nikra shoigeg choyte. אף על פי כן, אין השויגג ראוי להעונש על שויגג אוסוי. He bears no liability. אלא שצורך מירו כמו איסי אובן, ולסקלש ולטעם ממנו, כדי שירוי למעלה הגנס למעשה וטויבן. So the Ramban says, a shoigeg is not punishable, he's not liable, because he had no bad intention, but nevertheless, an aveiras metamtem libe shel odom. And to fix what you broke, that is why you need to bring a korban. According to the Maral, that it is only aveira metamtemes libe shel odom. In the second teretz, the Ramban says it's not an aveira; it's not ra'ui le'oinish. So the Ramban neshito soy. And the Drosh HaSaran, somewhat complicated language, but the Ran coincides with the Ramban. So there are two different approaches. What would be a nafka mina la halacha? So let me ask you a question. A person is a chole sheyesh bei sakana. And a chole sheyesh bei sakana, pikuach nefesh doche kol mitzvah shebetoyro. And there are lengthy sugis in Masechet Yuma Perek Ches. Chole sheyesh bei sakana, if there's no kosher food, could eat anything, lefakeach nafshoi. Is there tim to malev? He ate because that was the only way to save his life. Is there tim to malev? What do you think? After the brief shiur that we just discussed, would there still be tim to malev even though he ate lefakeach et nafsho? What? According to the Ramban, maybe yes. According to the Maral, definitely not. Not only there is no aveira, there's actually a mitzvah. And a huge mitzvah, that's Dorichi Kol HaTorah Kula. And how about a person that ate B'shoigig? It's not a mitzvah. Probably it would depend on the two Tirusim in the Maral, in the Ramban. If there is any level of Aveda, maybe Metam Tim Lirishanodam. So if we combine the Ramban with the Maral, we would say, according to the first Teretz of Ramban, based on the Maral, then there is Tim Tumalev. Second Teretz of the Ramban combined with the Maral, there would be no Tim Tumalev. But according to the Ramban's basic approach, there would be. So, when a person needs to eat lefakeach et nafsho, does he need to be concerned that his neshama might be affected? Well, maybe yes. But then he does tshuva. But I think it is so unreasonable that a person does what he needs to do, what he is mechuyev to do, what he has a mitzvah to do, and he will be losing out at any level. And therefore, I think Chazal teaches a Masechet Seder: Mide toive merube memides peronos chomesh meyos paomim. So there might be timtum alev as a result of the macholas asurois, but the fact that he is eating the macholas asurois l'shem shemayim, and he is makayim the mitzvah of v'nishmarta moyle nafshasechem v'chayim v'losh yomesvem, that will bring so much tahara salev that it will be far greater than the timtum alev that might be incurred by eating macholas asurois. Question number two. And is it the Rabbanon? Would that also bring timtum alev or not? Basar of Becholov is only osa mederabonon. So would an isa derabonon incur timtum alev? What do you think? Would an isa derabonon be the same as an isa deoraisa regarding what Chazal say? What? It's not even an isa derabonon. The Ramo says, let's have a look at the Ramo again. Cholav nochris ki cholav Yisraelis. It's not also lefi alocha, but it still does bring a tevara. So this seems to contradict the Maral. If the Maral says it's only about a very metantemis libay shalodam. So let me just say this. In this sugi we're discussing, I'm really saying things I know nothing about. What do I mean I know nothing about? I know how to learn the Ramo, but maybe when the Ramo says, Metamta Maleva Moiled Tevara, it's not necessarily exactly the same as Timto Maleva of the Gemara. So, because Timto Maleva is something we don't really understand, probably there are many levels of Timtum Alev. So the Gemara in Yuma clearly speaks about Aveira. The Ramo is not an Aveira, because the Ramo says, Cholav Nochris ke Cholav Yisraelis. There's no Aveira. But there's a lack of Kedusha in that milk. And that is the story of Rebbe and Antoninus. So, is there any kiddusha in a Jewish woman's milk? Definitely not any halachic kedusha. I mean, you could take that milk into Mekoymes Mitanofim. You can't take a Sefer Torah in Mekoymes Mitanofim. So we're dealing with different levels of spirituality, of kedusha, and they might not all be the same. So I want to come back to the question, in a Seder Rabbanan, does it incur Temtum Alev? According to the Maharal, probably yes. An Aveira is an Aveira. And what causes Temtum Alev is you're doing an Aveira. And Lo Yisasur, we are Mechuyev to adhere to Divrei Chachamim. But according to the Ramban, that the reason the Torah answered Machoras Asuris is because they're bad, probably nature doesn't change Al Yidei Yesod HaRabbanon. It is about us, Lo Yisasur. But the Chachamim had the koyach to change nature, spiritual nature? Probably not. So we have a big problem with the Shach. The Shach and Siman Pei Aleph. It is a very short Siman, a short Sif, actually. The last Sif in Siman Pei Aleph, Sif Zion. And the Shach has two comments, one next to the other, and one seems to contradict the other. First, the Shach says, let's have a look at the Namo again, last source. Cholav Anochis ki Cholav Yisraelis. Umakal makom lo yiniku tinak min Anochis, imef she b'Yisraelis, the Cholav Avedis ki Chov mitamtam alev. V'chein, lo yitoich ala menechis afir Yisraelis dvorim asurim. Because we don't want those dvorim asurim to have a negative effect on the baby. So the Shach asks, is that the reason a menechis shouldn't eat dvorim asurim? Because your baby? What about yourself? What about yourself? Are you from or you're not from? The Namo speaks to from people. The non-from one don't learn the Namo. So the Shach says, we're dealing with the Yaledes, who is a Cholish Yesh Besakona, and she has a heter to eat the Macholas Asuris, but in that case, it is better that another woman should nurse your child. So this Shach proves, even if she eats lefakech es nafsho, there still is dim to malev. Not only for her, even for the child. So this shach, we could only understand according to the Ramban. And then in the next sif koton, the shach says, even in Issa the Rabbonin is metam te mesalev. And that is only logical according to the Maral. So these two shachs seem to contradict one another. What's my teretz? Strange one. My teretz is this proves we know nothing about this entire story and this entire halach. I don't know. Because these two shach seem to contradict one another. And it's not one shach in Siman Aleph in Yoredeya and the other in Siman Shin Tzadik Dalet. One sif kotten after the other on the same sif. On the same remote. And one hand, the Shach says, even in Issa Rabbonin is metam tem libay. And that lechayra would prove the Maral's point. But the Shach says, this minekes is a yoledes, and she needs to eat macholas asuris. And nevertheless, don't nurse your child. Give it to another woman. So, all I have to say is there are so many different levels in this entire sugya, which is above and beyond our understanding. And that is not a teretz that you hear from me many times. So this is a fascinating sugya. So as I said before, this parasha and this chumash is all about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, it is clear in Bavli and Yerushalmi and Medrash, and the Rambam dedicates an entire chapter of Shmoyne Prokim that the Rambam writes as an introduction to Masechet Tavos about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the greatest human being ever to live. Lekam kemoisei, novi kemoisei, not before, not after. Av lechachomim, lekoidmim lefonav uleboam achrav, the Rambam writes about Moshe Rabbeinu. Not only av lenevim, and it is clear in Torah Hashem. פה אל פה אדבר אימוי, במערה, ולא בחידויס. The Nevuah Moshe Rabbeinu was above and beyond all the other Nevi'im. I once phrased it like this. That's my phrase. All the Nevi'im experienced HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oves HaKadoshim conversed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu argued with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only Moshe Rabbeinu threatened HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he says, Im ayin mecheninu mesifrecho ashek usef. So that is Moshe Rabbeinu. But what are the first things we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu in this parsha, even before the Sneh, before the revelation on the Sneh? Five things. Number one is, Ve'yetze el echo v'yar b'sivlosam. He went out with the brothers to his brethren and he saw their pain. Rashi writes, Nosen enoi v'liboi liois meitzar aleihem. And what is the dual language, enoi v'liboi? Some people just can't feel the pain of others. They have such a lev otem, they can't feel the pain of others. Some people are so blind, they don't even see. Not only they don't feel. They always prefer to look the other way. Moshe Rabbeinu nosen enoi v'liboi. He saw the pain. And he not only saw the pain, he felt the pain. V'yetze alecho v'yar b'sivloisa. He was troubled, he was pained by seeing other people in pain. I think many times I told you a Hasidus Shemaisa. Reb Moshe Leib Misasov. Does anybody know anything about Reb Moshe Leib Misasov? Who was his Rebbe? Who was one of the great Hasidus masters? Who was the Rebbe of Reb Moshe Leib Misasov? Two. One you might guess. After the Baal Shem Tov, who was the best known Hasidic Rebbe in history? Who? No. One of the Talmidim of the Maggid. Rebbe Ramelech Mirzhen, the Noyim Ramelech. So Rabbi Moshe Leib Misasov was a chosid of Ramelech and of Rabbi Shmuel Kamenikleshburg. And he said, the true essence of Yehavta L'Reyachu Kamoichu, I learned from a non-Jew. So before I go on with the story, some of you might wonder, does such a great tzaddik need to learn anything from a non-Jew? Why not? There's a gentleman probably you all know, and his name is Doma Ben Asina. Who knows Doma Ben Asina? Where did you meet him? Where did you meet Doma Ben Asina? In Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis. Or in Yerushalmi, in Peyed Daf Gimel. So Chazal say, Ad Heichen Kibbud Av Eim. From where do we learn Kibbud Av Eim? From a guy named Doma Ben Asina. So yes, the Baal Shem Tov taught us Talmidim. Everything you see, everything you hear, everything you experience comes to teach you something. There is no coincidence. Anything you experience, see, or hear comes to teach you. So the Moshe Leib Sasser said, I was once walking in the marketplace and I happened to overhear two goyim talking one to another. Mr. A asks Mr. B, do you love me? And Mr. B says, aren't you ashamed to ask that question? We've been the best friends for 20 years. Of course I love you. So Mr. A asks, what hurts me? And Mr. B says, how would I know? Did you tell me? So Mr. A says, did you ask? Did you inquire? Do you really want to know? If you want to know what hurts me, I don't need to tell you. You should look at my face and see and understand that something is wrong. So the Moshe Leib Sasser said, when I heard that guy say, how do you dare to say you love me if you don't even know what hurts me? That is V'yahavta L'Reyachu Kamoicha. To know what hurts your fellow Jew. So Moshe Rabbeinu number one, V'yetze alecha v'yar b'sivloisam nosan enar v'libo liyos meitz aleim. And then, He goes out the other day and he sees Ish Mitzri Make Ish Ivri. He cannot bear to see that. V'yachas ha-mitzvah v'yatmeneu b'chol. We might think Moshe Rabbeinu just hates Goyim. Hates Goyim. But a day later he goes out and he sees two Jewish people fighting around, and once again he intervenes. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot see injustice and not try to do the right thing. And then one of the two tells him, Hala horgeni ato oimer kasher horakto es amitzri. And Moshe Rabbeinu knows, I'm in trouble. Ochein noide hadavo. So you're in trouble. And then he goes out another day, and he sees some young girls feeding their herd, their sheep and goats, and some bullies come over and chase them away. And Moshe Rabbeinu once again mixes in. V'yoshion v'yashkes soinam. You got into trouble once. You're looking for trouble again. What's wrong with you? Just stay put. Moshe Rabbeinu cannot see an avla, and I'll do something about it. And then number five, v'moshe hoyu roye es soin yisroi b'amidbor, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu loy bochano yakodesh bochu elo bemira hatzoin. So a little goat was missing of the flock which Moshe was looking after. I was never a shepherd, but I know that statistically, I mean, some of the animals will also always get lost. I mean, it's inevitable, it's nature. The wolves come about sometimes and they grab a sheep or a goat. So a little goat is missing, and Moshe goes looking for him, and he sees him far away. And the goat is running, and Moshe is running after him. And the goat comes to water, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, if I would have known you are thirsty, I would take care of you. And Moshe takes that little goat on his plates, on his shoulder, and brings him back. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Atu merachem v'atu roye tzoin shel bosav adam. You will shepherd my flock, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you will take care of my people. So what we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu is compassion and love and caring for others, v'yar b'siv loisam. And that is the number one ingredient that is required from a godel b'yisol and a manig yisol, and that is all before mara hasne. And at the first revelation of Moshe Rabbeinu, when he sees the snare, Shal na lecho ma'al raglecho, ki amoku ma'asharatu ma'amid aleo ad maskoyneshi. So another Hasidish of Maisa, Erev Shabbos, I tell you Hasidish stories. So it is said that the Bnei Yisachar, the Dinavar, the Bnei Yisachar, when he was young, once, the Derech Menadrochem offended Rav Mendel Merimenov, who was Mezdikne Ador, and the Bnei Yisachar came to be Mekabel Nezifa, as it is said, to ask for Mechila. And Kedarkam Shel Tzadikim, Rav Mendel Merimenov said, everything is okay, Mochalacho, 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 and then the Bnei Yisachar said a word. Shal Na'alecho Mi'al Raglecho. Na'al, it's three letters, Nun Ayin Lamed. Neshicha, Akitza, Lechisha. There's the Mishnah Masechet Ovis Perek Beis. Have Zoa Begechalton Shel Talmid HaChachomim. Be very careful when you speak Talmid HaChachomim. Neshichosan Neshichat Shual. Akitzosan Akitzas Akrav. Lechishosan Lechishat Saraf. Be careful, because it's very dangerous to hurt them or offend them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be the manig of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be with them in difficult times and painful times, and they're going to have a lot of nisyonis. Sora nisyonis nisasu avoseinu b'midbor. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, be careful. No nishiches, no akitzes, no lechishes. I tell them to be careful in your covet, but I tell you, never be makbid. And never, I don't want any neshichas shoal, and no achitzes akav, and no lechishas nochash, no lechishas soraf. Ba'ahavo, ubechemlo, hu yinahagim. So that is the first things we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu, even before we learn about his kedusha and his godless and about his nevuah.
Kol halashon.
What we learn is about injustice and about rachamim and chemra and compassion and feeling the pain of each and every Ben Yisrael, of each and every creature like Moshe Rabbeinu with that little goat that went to lost. And Yeros Shechelkenu Emoim. So, for the past 15 months, many times when I said Shurim in the Yeshiva, I always davened, and I always said we all need to daven for Klal Yisrael, and we very much hope that ultimately this war is going to be over, Bekorov, Biyameinu, and everybody should come safely home, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Merachem al Am Yisrael. So Parsha Shemoi starts Yemei Shoivavim. And the Mekabolim, 500 years ago, and even before that, spoke about Yemei Shoivavim. In these 6 weeks, Shmois Ve'eiro, Boi B'Shalach, Yisrael Mishpotem, Shuvu Bonem Shoivavim. And when we read about Golas Mitzrayim, and Golas Mitzrayim, it is a time in which we should daven for the Geula. And it is weeks that have a special Zgula, the Kaporos Avoin, Veletikun Avoin. So our topic today was about Aveda Shemitamtemis Liba Shalodam. So B'Yamei HaShoivavim, when we daven and we learn, it is as good as L'Taharis HaNefesh. So we should all be Zoicha. Losha B'Tshuva Shleim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mechaper, Avoinas Amoy Beis Yisrael, and we should be Zoicha B'Kura B'Yameinu to see Pnei Moshiach Tzedkeinu B'Mheiro V'Yomeinu Amen.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.